I bring to you grace and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for today is from Deuteronomy. It's from the song we sang. It's the invitation from our God to pass on from generation to generation that faith which was passed on to us by those who came before us. And as we come to this word, let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks. We thank you, God, for the way that you have confirmed this faith through the centuries and down to our present day. We pray that in that great chain, we may not fail in the linkage we are to provide to that final day when you in your glory send your Son to bring us finally home. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people in agreement said,
Amen.
Amen. It has been a rousing time here at Concordia this past month. And one of the things that I like most about ministry, one of the things that I find great joy in doing is having open forums, town hall style meetings in order to talk about where God has brought us thus far and where he may be bringing us in the future. And especially in this present season of ministry, the conversations that I have had with the staff, but with our youth ministry families. In this season where we find ourselves in between some staffing for our youth ministry, asking the question, what is God calling us to do in the absence of full-time staff in youth ministry? Where is he calling us to go? And over this past week, had 102, by Dave's count, he got up to 102 and then he stopped, 102 parents who, in ferocious, tenacious commitment to the children entrusted to their care, showed up at two open forums to talk about the future of our junior high school ministry. That's just our junior high school ministry. That doesn't even get to our senior high ministry. And in that conversation, I had the opportunity to define for them once again what our life of ministry, both as parents and as pastors, is all about. And I read to them this definition of what we call confirmation in this congregation. Confirmation has as its end goal the goal of faith in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ who rose bodily from the grave for the forgiveness of our sins and restoration of our fellowship with our Heavenly Father. That is what youth ministry, that is what all ministry has as its focus. And so as we think today about what it means to teach our children and their children, what it means to pass on faithfully to the next generation this Christian faith, I impressed on our parents that our responsibility, our calling as a church, is not primarily to raise moral kids who faithfully live out diligently the Ten Commandments. We want moral kids. We want kids that live with a high degree of integrity and value and godliness, that's for sure. But that's not the goal. That's an outcome of a prior goal. We're not here just to raise socially conscious kids, those that are bent on helping our neighbor when they have material needs or some kind of social requirements, something along those lines. No, social consciousness is an outcome. Our primary task, the end of our ministry, the goal of it, is faith in the resurrection bodily of our Lord Jesus Christ from the grave as he came to restore fellowship between us and our Heavenly Father. That's the goal. It's always been that. And it doesn't matter whether you're 14 years old or 90. As I sat here last night and preached, as I look around this room, some like Bill Wagner, who is well into his 90s, I reminded our parents that while we make this grand vision our own, at the end of the day, in terms of our youth ministry, we are talking about 14-year-olds. I'll talk about that age in a moment. We are talking about inundated little Americans who in our junior high youth ministry program are being bombarded moment by moment by the most pervasive, sensually oriented culture the world has ever known. Powerful culture, our American culture is. And so, while we have this spiritual vision of what a confession of faith looks like, we realize, look, these are 14-year-old kids, and they are in the most powerful, pervasive culture the world has ever known. More disconnected from parents and families than the world has ever understood or experienced. And as we talk, as adults, as I do my work as a pastor, you do your work as a parent or a grandparent or just a member of the congregation in which this ministry is going on, we are painfully aware of our own doubts, of our own spiritual deficiencies, of the significant stumbling blocks that are at work in our own faith. We don't have perfect faith. We know there's a day coming when there will be the perfection of faith. It will be the fulfillment of that word in 1 Corinthians 13 that says, when the Apostle Paul writes, "Now we know in part, but then we will know fully. Now we believe in part, but then we will be fully known and we will see God at that future date. But now we live by faith. We see as through a mirror darkly." And what I shared with our parents and what I want to share with you today is the vision that really captures the entire work of ministry. And that is that as we teach generation after generation, it's with a view that we not just help them believe. Believe is a powerful word. But as Kathy was introducing the word today, I'll introduce you to one as well. It's to proximate. It's to get closer. It's to sidle up and shuffle nearer to that perfect vision of what belief in Jesus Christ fully is. We expect certain amounts of faith from our 14-year-olds, but we know when we see them stand before us in white robes in their ninth grade year, we know that there is a long road ahead of them where they will grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That if that lectern from which Pastor Meggers read, if that lectern represents the perfect faith and sight and vision of heaven, our confidence in God, then where we are at today is to get closer, to proximate, to move step by step, slide by slide, shuffle by shuffle, so that we get closer to that perfect faith. Some of our kids, as they grow up, some of our kids don't listen very well. They're 14 years old. We can only expect so much. And while we teach them that God created them, Jesus Christ miraculously and mysteriously came into this world to redeem them, the Holy Spirit animates their life, takes up residence in their heart as by a temple, that baptism and the Lord's Supper are significant means by which God brings us His grace. We can teach them all of that, but like a sponge that has really big holes, Swiss cheese style. Some stuff goes in, but a lot more stuff seems to go out, but we're moving them. Some of our kids, just like some of us in this room this morning, read long books very early in our years. We can take in big concepts and think reflectively about great thoughts. And in those early years, we see certain kids and they take big steps to that content of the Christian faith, that confession, that statement of what we believe is true about God and His behavior toward us through His Son, Jesus. And yet we know this, that kids can come into this world and they may start with little shuffles, but all of a sudden later in life they're making big steps. We know that there are kids that come into this world and early in life they take big steps, But all of a sudden, that reflection later in life catches up to them, and they're not moving very much by the time life comes to a close. You see, we don't judge how God moves people. Our responsibility is just to move and to nudge and to guide and guardrail sometimes. Sometimes give permission to step back and see where the Spirit of the risen Lord Jesus Christ takes our children. That's what ministry is all about, not just for people who are 14 years old, but for those of you who are in your 90s or somewhere in between. It's about the responsibility to tell the faith and to tell succeeding generations what it is to trust in God above all else. That's our call. And we don't put constraints on God. We trust that the God who moved generations ago will move in generations to come. We trust that the God who showed himself faithful and who said to us, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, that faith is not perfect, but it is sufficient. It's sufficient for me to call you my child, to say that you are forgiven. Even if your shuffling is barely perceptible, that shuffling is esteemed to you as faithful and good and acceptable in the sight of God. And if your shuffling is gigantic steps, that faith is no more valuable to God than any other kind of faith, because it's God who credits righteousness to any faith that reaches out and trusts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So I tell you those things this day as we have words that bring us to bear in mind our children, to think about their children somewhere down the road. Because this youth ministry is not just my youth ministry or Jeremy Becker's youth ministry or Ben Freudenberg's youth ministry or Audrey's or Jamie's or Billy's or anybody else's. This is the youth ministry that God, who is the Ancient of Days, esteems. And in view of God, who is the Ancient of Days, I remind us all, we are all children in view of that longevity of ministry, in view of that length of divine compassion. And so for each of us, whatever generation we fit into, whether it be the war generation, the greatest generation, the baby boomers, the Gen X, the Gen Y, the Gen Z, the Gen Z Prime, I don't know what comes next, but as we watch generations come and generations go, we fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of every generation, and more than that, the faith, the singular faith that transcends every generation and brings us to a knowledge of our Heavenly Father. And then, with great faithfulness, we tell. We point, we nudge, so that by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, every soul may proximate, may move, may simply believe that there is someone more beyond who, through Jesus Christ, has taken notice of us and taken possession of us to be his own again. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus, both now and forever.